What day is it, Joe?
Today is Monday, June 24th, 2019. It's a International Ferry Day. We'll move on.
Well, I mean, there's one. My favorite ferry is the one that goes from like Gulf Shore, right out of Fort Morgan over to Dolphin Island. Have you ever been on that ferry?
No, yeah. But
how about the Staten Island ferry? You ever been on that one?
I have been on that one. Yeah. But this is F-A-I-R-Y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I thought I was.
I guess your favorite. You have that Tinkerbell T-shirt you wear all the time, which is kind of cool. Take my children to work day. Please take my children to work day. I don't know if it's like taking your children or my children, but I don't know. But take your children day. Oh, it's also World UFO Day. Now, do you believe in UFOs?
I don't know.
Come on, either you do or you don't.
No.
Now, you see this thing lately now where these Navy pilots, they have it on video, unidentified flying objects. They cannot tell what it is, and nobody can say what it is or what it's not.
Well, here's the way I think about things like that, mm-hmm. that my mind is not capable of comprehending.
Okay, so you have, like us, you have a finite mind.
Joe, it's a soft release. Right. They are preparing people to finally give them the knowledge that there are things that we don't know and don't understand, so they are quietly putting them out one little detail and story at a time.
Which
they're softening us up for the big reveal.
Which leads into Museum Comes to Life Day. Big reveal, come to life, hit it, Charlie.
That was a stretch.
No, it's perfect.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, here we go. Download that WNSR app. Take us wherever you want to go. I found a website again. I'm excited about this. All right, this will happen this day in sports history, June the 24th. Clark, see where I am. All right, okay.
Yeah, you're correct.
1882, the U.S. Baseball League expels umpire Richard Higham. Why?
He showed up drunk on his butt for a game.
They expelled him for being dishonest.
Up or down?
You're good, right there.
All right.
They expelled him for being dishonest.
We're all learning where our headset things are and everything here, aren't we? Okay, what is he dishonest about?
Doesn't say. He's expelled for being dishonest. That's how they
what,
do it
did he cheat
there.
On his wife? Why?
Maybe. All that stuff. 1955, well, the greatest Minnesota Twin hits his first ever home run. 1955.
Harmon Killebrew.
Attaboy. 1980. This horse wins the Hollywood Cup, $500,000, becomes the first horse to ever win $2 million, 1980.
Affirmed?
Yes. Well done. 1983, this pitcher becomes the eighth one to strike out 3,000 batters, and he does it with a badass perm.
Don Sutton.
Attaboy. That should have given away, right?
That's really... What year?
1983.
You know who he was with? I believe he's with the Brewers.
Was he?
Yeah, I know he was at the 82 season, but anyway.
1995. The heavily favored Detroit Red Wings lose in the Stanley Cup final to this team.
Colorado.
No.
Somebody out west, right?
No.
Oh, really? Detroit?
Remember Detroit?
Detroit was in the west. That's right.
Correct.
All right.
We talked about it this morning.
Islanders.
No.
The Rangers.
We didn't talk about
the Devils.
There we go. The Devils.
The Cincinnati Cyclones.
You said 85.
95.
Oh, okay.
Did I say 85?
I think you did.
You did.
Okay. Yeah. That's 95. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the lockout shortened season in 95. 2010, American tennis player John Isner defeats the Frenchman in the longest match ever in Wimbledon. How long did it take? It was over 3 days, but hours-wise, how long did it take?
6.5 hours.
Incomplete. Higher.
8.5.
11 hours
wow.
and 5 minutes over 3 days. John Eisner won. He's the guy that 6'9" or 6'10". Remember
didn't
he was
he
here
come? Yeah, he came here for the that exhibition with McEnroe.
No. He was here for the Davis Cup last year.
Oh, that's right. Over at Belmont.
That's correct. Look at you, man. You're getting there.
No, I'm not.
I'm proud of you, man. Let's see.
What are you doing?
I am getting ready for the birthdays. I got to flip over. Celebrity birthday. Brand
you,
new week.
You are you going to flip over?
Here we go. June 24th. Fourth. First birthday up. Jeff Beck. How old is Jeff Beck?
Oh, Jeff Beck is 70.
71.
75. Going down here. Mick Fleetwood.
75.
74.
72. Charlie's on the board. All right. Celebrity birthdays. Got to get one in two. Oh, my goodness. Actor Peter Weller. He was RoboCop.
65.
64.
72. Goodness. Okay. Don't know this guy going down there. Very funny. Mindy Kaling from The Office.
50.
49.
40. Very funny. From Friday Night Lights, Minka Kelly.
42.
41.
39. Charlie's up 2-0. This is good. This is very close. I dig this. Beyonce's sister, Solange. How does Solange know?
Solange? She's 38.
31.
33. Look at Solange popping the outside corners there. From Knott's Landing, Michelle Lee.
58.
73.
77.
Dang.
From The Rookies, actor-director George Stanford Brown, whose best role was in, what's the movie with Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder and their prisoners, they're trying to escape. Stir Crazy.
Yeah. He's 65.
85.
76. Actress Nancy Allen. She was in the movie Blowout with John Travolta.
She's a cutie. Nancy Allen is 64.
65.
69. Let's go down here, see some more. Actress Sherry Stringfield from ER.
40.
45.
52. Singer Glenn Medeiros, never going to let you down. How old is Glenn Medeiros? He was a big star in the
80s.
52. 55.
49. With that, we are done.
I didn't even sniff one.
You didn't? Charlie wins 3-0. All right, Greg, here's your song. Top song came out in 1981. All right, 1981. And it was from a Canadian band. See if you know this song.
You want the name of the song and the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1981. And it's going to be Clatoo.
It's called Suspense.
All right.
We build the suspense.
Hang on a second. Why they have like 4 minutes of commercials now on YouTube?
I like Judge Smale's 2020 t-shirt
you.
There.
Yeah, you'll get nothing like it. What you been up to, man? Have a good weekend?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of damage out the property. All right.
There you go.
See, you know I don't know pop music like
it's
this.
It's not pop.
What is it?
1981.
It's not pop.
Not before. It's no. Came out before MTV. Come on.
There was pop music before MTV. I don't know.
Come on. It's April Wine.
Is it?
Oh, Greggy, come on. There's music after 1980.
No, and it's a lot of good music after 1980. This wasn't one
this
of it.
A top song.
Who is it?
April Wine.
Is that the name of the band?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the song?
Just Between You and Me.
All right, good.
All right, we'll work on that song to break.
Hello. I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.